Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Trump made his first of five campaign stops in five states in Michigan today. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports at a rally there, Trump issued dire warnings to a crowd of thousands.
Blustery winds buffeted the president on the open-air stage in Washington Township, part of a Macomb County that was crucial in delivering Michigan to Trump in 2016. But the president said the cold weather was nothing compared to the dark winter he says Joe Biden forecasts if he takes charge of efforts to fight the pandemic.
Under Biden's lockdown, you will be living in a prison state. That's what it is. They want to lock it down. Let's lock our country down for a couple of years and let it go away.
Trump again claimed a vaccine for COVID-19 is only weeks away. He holds two more rallies tomorrow in Michigan, ending in Grand Rapids, the site of his final campaign stop 4 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Biden is spending the last stretch of his campaign in the key swing state of Pennsylvania. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports from Philadelphia, where Biden is holding an event at a Baptist church at this hour.
Biden is expected to make one of his strongest pitches yet for voters to cast their ballots on Tuesday. His stop in Philadelphia comes on the heels of a campaign swing through the Midwest. Speaking in Michigan on Saturday, Biden said the power to change the country is in the hands of the American people.
I don't care how hard Donald Trump tries. There's nothing, let me say it again, there's nothing that he can do to stop the people of this nation from voting in overwhelming numbers and taking back this democracy.
Pennsylvania is critical in this year's election. It's a state that President Trump won by a narrow margin in 2016. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Once reliably Republican, the polls are tightening in Georgia, showing the state could be up for grabs. Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, is campaigning there today, and she's working to increase turnout among a key electorate, African-American voters.
We are talking to all communities, but understanding the black community has very specific needs, mostly in terms of disproportionate impact and disparities that have long existed that need to be corrected by policies that promote equity and equitable outcomes.
The Biden campaign is hoping that support among African Americans will help drive a shift in Georgia, which has not voted for a Democrat in the presidential race since 1992. In North Carolina, organizers of a Get Out the Vote rally that ended with police pepper spraying participants say they will hold another march on Election Day. The Reverend Gregory Drumright helped plan Saturday's march in the city of Graham.
What did we do that would warrant the use of excessive force and the use of pepper spray?
Police said participants were blocking the roadway and did not have proper authorization to march. You're listening to NPR News. Muslims across France are attending All Saints' Day services along with their Catholic compatriots to show solidarity after a stabbing in a church this week left three people dead. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports a collective of French Muslim intellectuals has also written an open letter supporting President Macron and French values.
Muslims came to mass in Nice and other cities in France. The signatories of a letter published in newspaper Le Monde included imams, writers, and actors. They said France is a great country for Muslims and the French secular model respects universal values while guaranteeing the freedom of all religions. Hakim El-Kawi, head of the Association Islam of France, signed the letter.
They have to fight against extremism inside Islam. They have to spread an enlightened version of Islam, to be on the ground, involved in social issues.
El-Kawi says today it's the Islamists who are more active on the ground. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Indian government forces killed a top rebel commander in Kashmir during a gun battle today, according to police there. Saiful Amir headed the region's largest militant group that has spearheaded an armed campaign against Indian rule for decades. Tens of thousands of civilians, rebels, and government forces have been killed in the ongoing conflict. Kashmir is divided between India and Pakistan, but the rivals each claim the region in its entirety. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.